This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch on a very busy Monday morning. News-wise, I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America, many of whom are out in California. And we do have an affiliate that's not in Gilroy, but it's close enough by there that people might be hearing us over there. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard and the Border Patrol, too, for doing a great job you do keeping us all free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, short net mail for delivery today, and to our Uber, Lyft, taxi drivers, and our bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the different things we have to offer over there. All right, Denise Simon, BoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, I have got audio here from the police chief at a news conference, the only one they've had, the only one they will have until later this morning, probably after daylight. But this is Gilroy police chief, Scott Smithy, and here's what he said just about an hour ago.
This is one of those press conferences you never want to have to give in your community. And it's sort of a nightmare that you hope you never have to live in reality, but unfortunately we find ourselves in the circumstances where we have to live this today. I'm going to give you some brief information with the information that I have right now. We have literally dozens of officers working on this as we speak, so a lot more information will be coming to light throughout the evening and into the morning tomorrow. And as we have additional information to share, we'll push out through our social media platforms, and we'll set up another press conference so that we can share that information with you. This incident tonight started at about 5:41 p.m. There were reports of shooting on the north side of the Garlic Festival area. Officers were in that area and engaged the suspect in less than a minute. The suspect was shot and killed. It appears as if though they had come into the festival via the creek which borders a parking area, and they used some sort of a tool to cut through the fence to be able to gain access through the secure fence line, and that's how they got into the festival area itself. We have one suspect we know that is down. We have some witnesses reporting that there may have been a second suspect, but we don't know if that suspect was engaged in any shooting or whether they may have been in some sort of a support role for the person that we have accounted for. We have at least 15 people injured. We have four fatalities that we know of, including the suspect. The officers that engaged the suspect, obviously we have a protocol that we need to deal with for that, so
Santa Clara County has a protocol on dealing with officer-involved shootings.
All right, I'm going to stop it there because he fell short of mentioning the young child, 3 years old, that was killed. And we understand that, and we don't know for sure, but there were some people taken to the hospital that were listed in fair, serious, and critical condition, correct?
Correct.
All right, so we don't know where we're at with that, but this is a ongoing situation. Now, what caught my attention there was the north side of this park. The north side of the park is where the woods was.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So apparently this person gained access from the parking lot to the north side through some kind of fencing.
Well, along the creek line, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
you might not have been seen coming in.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to wait for the next press conference.
Yeah, which will be later on. Now, of course, we had not to go unnoticed. Yesterday was a very busy day. We had another shooting in New York City where one person was killed and 11 people were wounded. This was a fluent situation. They believe that was it, and by the way, the police chief, and very, very smart, you're sharper in the attack there, Eric. The police chief used the word they, which means they, as in more than one suspect.
Allegedly, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're operating on right now. That's what the report was that we got directly from Gilroy, from the person that was in their house and they could not get out because they are looking for a second suspect. Now, the other thing is what the hell is going on in Canada with these two guys that surfaced at a convenience store or something, were spotted on tape that are wanted for the possible killing of two American tourists that were up there?
You know, this case is very strange.
Yeah.
I mean, they got half of Canada pretty much on lockdown here,
mm-hmm.
trying to find these two cats. I've only gotten snippets of this case, but, you know, it's remarkable the Royal Canadian Mounted Police haven't been able to track these two. So I haven't, that's all I can really offer. But, you know, apparently they're two Americans.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something wrong with this case altogether as I see
yep.
it.
Okay, well, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, we got other things to talk about. You're going to talk a little bit about things going on over there in the Middle East as well as elsewhere. I'll be right back. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. Well, they know that defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own, and they also know that their members have the peace of mind knowing they're protected against all kinds of crushing legal fees. Now, if you become a member of the USCCA, not only will you have legal protection in your back pocket, you'll also get exclusive world-class training. Did you know the USCCA has certified armed instructors that teach gun safety courses and whatnot? Well, they do. You can get your certification and do that if you wanted to through the USCCA. Now, they all know that we live in a world where we're forced to act in self-defense now has become a clear and present reality because of the circumstances we find ourselves in, and especially in a number of these major cities. Now, all you got to do to find out more about the USCCA is go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, captainsamericathirdwatch.com. The AR-15 giveaway is over, so now you're back to the Gun of the Day giveaway. You get one chance to win a gun every day. Gun changes at 12 midnight. So go over there, sign up for it. And while you're there, check out the three levels of membership that they have there, because should you become a member, you get $474 worth of free stuff, including some really nice gear from the USCCA and that award-winning magazine, Concealed Carry Magazine, that you'll definitely want to get your hands on, because that's a keeper. That's a keeper. All right, USCCA, go down the logo link at my website, the Captain's America Third Watch, for all of that. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us again. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We have an interesting situation that's developing in Washington, D.C. Again, another change in the Trump administration. We're not surprised about this, though. Maybe the timing a little bit, but we're not surprised. But on August the 15th, Dan Coats has announced he is leaving the administration.
Yeah, he and Trump have locked horns a couple of times. And I think the last time was about a year ago in a significant way when they were at the Aspen meeting about Russians and interfering with our elections. Trump seems to just be in defiance of that declaration. And Congress has been going after the Trump White House for not taking, I would say, the matter seriously with what Russia did. And the ODNI actually created another division within ODNI that is specifically designed to investigate and protect what we would call any kind of interruptions or interference into our election system. But anyway, ODNI was created under the Bush administration, and that was in an effort to coordinate, remember, all the intelligence agencies because they were all operating in kind of a stovepipe operation.
Yep.
I would say at this point we've long been past all that. I'd eliminate the agency altogether. I don't think we need it.
That's been discussed.
My buddy Fred Blights, his former CIA, was apparently slated at one point. His name was on the short list to replace Coates. And I would say great, and didn't get rid of the agency altogether. But that's not where we are. So Trump has named Congressman John Ratcliffe to take Daniel Coates' place. So that's kind of at this point. Now, I'm seeing some chatter about what has Coates done. Well, you know, what has he accomplished? That's not what the position is. He's more of a grand marshal of an intelligence parade, if you will. In other words, he takes all the agencies, and including geospatial and you know, CIA and, you know, NSA and the military and all this, and they kind of coordinate data. And I think we've achieved that, don't you? I mean, I think.
Yeah.
I just don't think we need ODNI, but that's just a personal opinion.
Okay. Now, George Papadopoulos, and this is kind of a backdoor story that came in over the weekend, is headed to Greece in an effort to retrieve the $10,000 payment that he said was intended to entrap him by the FBI and the CIA. What is going on there?
Well, back when he had those weird kind of meetings with some strange people, he encountered or somebody crossed his path and introduced themselves and said, "Hey, we want you to come work for us. Here's $10,000 as a show that we want you to come work for us," kind of thing. Or, you know, so Papadopoulos wasn't, he was very suspect about it. So what he did was he took the $10,000, he literally dropped it in his lap and said, "Here." And he didn't like it. So he handed the $10,000 to his lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And said, "Here, you go put this in a safe deposit box because I believe the bills are marked, marked bills." And when he came back, he told everybody there was to tell that he was paid this $10,000. And he's going over to apparently Europe, to Greece, to retrieve the $10,000 and bring it back. And
correct.
Say everybody else needs to analyze this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only reason we necessarily know this, there's two reasons. Either one, you read George Papadopoulos' book, or two, you listen to the testimony or the questions that Congressman Devin Nunes, who's the ranking chair in the Intelligence Committee on the House side, mentioned it in the Mueller hearings.
Mm-hmm.
And it went unnoticed by an awful lot of people. So that's kind of where we are with this. And I think Devin Nunes is really saying, and George Papadopoulos, other people were probably paid, too, as a bribe.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's an important distinction.
Okay, now we have a very strange situation brewing, as is usually the case, in Russia. A Putin critic by the name of Alexei Navalny, who's a Russian opposition leader, was hospitalized for a, quote, allergic reaction after being amongst the protesters in the streets of Moscow a few days ago.
Navalny, this is not the first rodeo for Navalny being under a target by Putin because he is an opposition leader. He has quite the following. Navalny has been at this for several years. But let's also, too, remember the pattern that Moscow or Kremlin seems to have with opposition or operatives that are trying to work against, in some cases very effectively, against Putin, least of which was the Novichok poisoning in Britain.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple other opposition leaders that were in Moscow that had actually been killed. So, yeah, this is a pattern. I think that if you start really watching what Putin has done, it's a very dangerous situation. So the fact that he's got an allergic reaction, it's probably not an allergic reaction. It's a reaction to some kind of poisoning.
Yeah, exactly what I was thinking. By the way, the United States very quietly has shipped several million tons of soybeans to China since the sanctions were put back into place. Nobody said a word about that. Found out about that yesterday.
We've got to help out the farmers. And the soy farmers and, you know, those are in agriculture that send a lot of their products to China. Remember, China's put kind of an embargo on some of that. And China still needs this stuff, but in order to not have to subsidize these farmers in the dollars that we're having to do it in, and we're talking about billions here.
Now, the vice president of Venezuela, Maduro's, I guess you'd call him right-hand man, has come out and said that he believes U.S. Marines are likely to enter Venezuela soon.
Which probably means we have some there.
I wouldn't doubt it. I would not doubt that Marsak's not on the ground there.
I'm not convinced.
Although now they call the Raiders, but go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not actually convinced they're in Venezuela. They're probably huddled down in Colombia,
mm-hmm.
Ready to necessarily go if they have to. The fact that Maduro hasn't left yet is kind of significant, but there's some more pressures that are being applied to him to go. And I think that Guaido has probably said this to put a shot across the bow to Maduro, saying, you know, we're mobilized here if we have to be.
All righty. Well, you stay low today. Have yourself a great day. We look forward to talking to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All righty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Everybody check her out over there, FoundersCode.com. And I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we come back with our next military and veterans news report. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Yeah. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats is leaving his job next month, ending a two-year tenure marked by President Donald Trump's clashes with intelligence officials. Trump announced Coats' departure for August 15th in a tweet that thanked Coats for his service. He said he will nominate Representative John Ratcliffe from Texas to the post. Ratcliffe is a frequent Trump defender who fiercely questioned former Special Counsel Robert Mueller in last week's House Judiciary Committee meeting. A popular community festival was coming to a close in New York when gunfire erupted in a Brooklyn neighborhood, leaving one man dead, another person in critical condition, and 10 others wounded, as they're continuing to search for two shooters they believe were involved. The crowd at the celebration was dispersing when gunshots rang out from a playground in the park where it was taking place. 12 people were hit, 7 men and 5 women between the ages of 21 and 55. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our military and veterans news for this hour, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you. Find them online at naa.edu or give them a call at 800-659-2080. And for more information on the National Aviation Academy, stand by for news, because here it is.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, more and more young people are not headed straight to college out of high school. More and more of them have gone to a trade school of some sort, BOCES, BOTEC, whatever, to learn a trade and to come out of school and work in that trade, start out as an apprentice or whatever, and then work their way up the ladder. And that's fine. That's an admirable way to do things. And, you know, you might make yourself $30,000 or $40,000 a year. But how would you like to start out at $50,000 or $60,000 a year and be at the top of the ladder, and it would only get better from there? Here's how. I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. Because the National Aviation Academy, with their two locations, one in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston, the other in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area, Florida, can fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of at least $50,000 per year, and you have the opportunity to make a lot more. Now, check them out online to find out more by going to naa.edu or give them a call and ask to take the tour at 800-659-2080. Again, it's just that simple. National Aviation Academy, naa.edu, or give them a call, 800-659-2080, and tell them you want to take the tour. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because that'll open the door wide open for you. Now, when it comes to the military news of the hour, we have to talk about Turkey, because Turkey's back in the mix again for all the wrong reasons. U.S. lawmakers have said they're unhappy about Turkey's purchase of the Russian missile defense system, the S-400s, but they're unsure what Donald Trump or Congress should do next, suggesting efforts to impose sanctions were on the back burner for now. However, Senator Lindsey Graham, on the request of the president, called the Turkish foreign minister with a simple pitch. Don't activate the Russian-made S-400 missile defense system. You may have it, but don't activate it. Now, we haven't heard anything back from Turkey, but we'll let you know. The fact that they would have it would mean they could activate it just about any time they wanted, and I say possession is nine-tenths of the law in there. What do you think? By the way, Boeing has announced its withdrawal from the $85 billion ground-based strategic deterrent competition, leaving Northrop Grumman as the only contender vying to replace the Air Force's Minuteman III intercontinental ballistic missiles. That would be a monopoly now, wouldn't it? And France plans to develop anti-satellite laser weapons, but only will deploy them in self-defense, according to its defense minister, as she laid out the country's new military strategy for space. Now, Lockheed Martin's troubled $31 billion Marine Corps helicopter program has demonstrated just enough progress to overcome technical problems that it warrants receiving previously withheld research dollars, according to the top lawmakers on the House Armed Services Committee. We'll see how that plays out. And a U.S. private equity firm, Advent International Corporation, will acquire the United Kingdom defense firm Cobham Pick for about $5 billion U.S., making them a major player in the defense system procurement in Great Britain. Now, the Pakistani government is promoting arms and sales of which to more of their neighbors. They also are trying to increase public and private cooperation and develop a self-reliant, self-sustained defense industry of their own in Pakistan, because they really don't have one to speak of. And by the way, it might have something to do with the name of their country, the Islamic Republic of Pakistan. Think that would have anything to do with something? Yeah, it might. By the way, did you hear about the Israeli ambassador the other day to the United Nations? Well, he took a little trip up to Alaska. He went up there to watch the Arrow 3 exercise, which was a demonstration with the system that Israel had put together and the United States trying to outfox the Israeli system and score some hits with their missiles. And guess what? The Israeli system held up. They are still the winners in the clubhouse. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. because, again, Israel needs to have the protection that they need to have like that. By the way, the U.S. has accused the Shiite Iranian government of testing, pardon me, a long-range ballistic missile, which they did. The missile, of course, came from North Korea, come to find out. And Palestinian leadership right now in the Middle East, over the next few days, is calling for an end for the agreements with Israel, the ones that they currently have. We'll see how that that plays out. By the way, a very sad circumstance last week. The Libyan Coast Guard went to the aid of a capsized boat with a whole bunch of refugees on it. 55 bodies were recovered off the coast of Libya after the migrant boat capsized because it was overloaded. And that's what happens with a lot of these boats, a lot of these people, never to be seen again. And by the way, Libya's got a problem there just like everybody else when it comes to the people coming in. Need to do something about that. Now, have you heard about FaceApp? The fine print for FaceApp states that by using it, you're giving the app's Russian owners the right to use your image however they choose. Think about the potential national security and privacy risks there. Think about that for a minute. Unbelievable, huh? Unbelievable as to what could be going on right there, right now. Well, gee, there's John Jones, and I remember him. Yep, I'll bet you do. I'll bet you do. Now, the other thing, when you talk about veterans news and whatnot, when a veteran is injured by the VA, the Federal Torts Act kicks in. And that would be Section 1151, which is limited to the claims of injury resulting from a VA hospital, outpatient clinic, medical examination, or surgery. Now, you must, because you'll never be able to do this on your own, if you think you have reason to sue the federal government and the VA, you must have an attorney. Don't try any of that stuff on your own. It just isn't going to work. Because the paperwork alone will have you baffled. And I've known some people that have had problems trying to interpret the things that were going on there. Not that it works all the time, because it doesn't. Oh, and by the way, don't forget, coming up, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. We'll be talking to him about what's transpired during the evening, getting his thoughts about all of the good stuff that's going on in California and maybe some bad stuff, too, because it's a busy night news-wise. No shortage of news tonight, I'll tell you. All right, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Can somebody help me? I think my air conditioner's dying.
Nurse, I need a compressor and a condenser coil. Stat.
Sounds serious.
Doctor, it's losing pressure, and the blower motor is unresponsive.
Sounds expensive.
That depends. Do you have an American Home Shield home warranty?
No.
Well, then I'm afraid I have some bad news.
Before your next home system and appliance breakdown, be sure you call American Home Shield. We help cover the cost when major components of up to 21 home systems and appliances die. Either we'll come to your home and repair them, or we'll replace them, no matter their age, including your AC, washer, oven, electrical, and plumbing. For a free quote, call 1-800-700-4350. Be sure your budget's protected. Be sure with the Shield, American Home Shield. For a free quote on flexible plans to meet your needs and budget, call 1-800-700-4350. That's 1-800-700-4350.
Limitations and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and now it's time for Chris Markowski to Watchdog on Wall Street. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our very good friends over at Relief Factor. And if you're struggling with pain, nagging pain, arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, you got muscle aches from overworking or whatever, guess what? Give the 3-week quick start Relief Factor a shot. Now, it worked for me. I tried it about 3 years ago, and I've been taking it ever since. And I'm telling you, it just absolutely solved my problems. And at one time, back a few years ago, I was actually walking with a cane, and gradually over time I've gotten able to get rid of the cane and walk fairly normally, not normal because I can't walk long distances. But anyway, it is what it is. Give it a shot. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Give the 3-week quick start a try. $19.95 is what it will cost. ReliefFactor.com/the captain, or go over to my website, the Captain's America Third Watch, to find out more. All right, joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to start out by playing a little bit of the news conference the police chief in Gilroy, California gave. His name is Scott Smithy. This was maybe 3 hours after the incident where four people had been killed, including a three-year-old boy. The shooter was shot dead by police when he was confronted by the police. He had a rifle. He was dressed apparently in some sort of fatigues and or military garb, as some people described it, and he may have had an accomplice. Here's what the police chief had to say.
So that's just another layer of complexity with the shooting that we're investigating from the suspect. We put out a call for assistance. We had many, many officers in the park at the time that this occurred, as we do any day during a festival. Which accounts for the very, very quick response time. When we put out the call for help, we've gotten help from agencies all across Santa Clara County and Monterey County. And I can't thank those agencies enough. They came from, pretty good distances away to be here to help support and provide assistance with our investigation in dealing with the chaos of the scene at the time that it occurred. We have set up some things, a reunification because, in the panic, people go out different ways than they came in and families got separated. And so we have this area, Gavilan College in Gilroy, set up as a reunification area to try to reunite families that got separated. We also have a phone number for families to be able to call, and we have people staffing those phone numbers to work on the reunification process. That phone number is area code 408-846-0584. We also are asking for any witnesses because there was quite a number of people in the park. Anybody that witnessed this incident that can tell us anything, that took any photographs, that perhaps videotaped anything that might be relevant to this investigation, to please contact us, and we've set up a special phone number for witnesses as well, and that phone number is 408-846-0583.
Now, that's the police chief, Chris, and of course, we know that this perpetrator apparently came through the north side of the park, which is where there's a creek and there's a woods. So he came in where he couldn't have been seen, is what this appears to be. There are reports also from witnesses that he may have had an accomplice with him.
Yeah, it was also that it seemed to me that they did a pretty good job with security. They had metal detectors, various different things. I guess he cut through a fence to get in there.
Right.
It kind of shows you, if someone wants to do something horrible, they kind of find a way often to do something horrible. I mean, this is an outdoor festival that attracts over 100,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously something that's going to be difficult to police. Obviously, you got to really praise the police there, because it could have been much, much worse.
They were there in about 60 seconds from the time the first shots were fired.
Yeah, I read about that. I mean, they saved a lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, read that. I said, wow, the security there did an unbelievable job.
Yep.
They really did. But, there's a lot of really crazy people out there. I think we're going to know more once we find out who this person is. There's been, various different reports of people actually saying something to them. But again, you don't know what to believe yet. There's a lot of stuff that's just, probably rumor and innuendo now.
Well, that's absolutely true. And here's the other thing. We know that this is a domestic terrorist incident of some sort. The person was obviously dressed in fatigue pants, at least maybe a green coat, military coat of some type. We understand there was another person that possibly was dressed in the same manner, which is why they're saying he had an accomplice. And we're hearing the word assault rifle. We're hearing the word rifle. All of this just kind of leads me to think that this is, at the very least, a domestic terrorist incident.
That's basically, what else could you call it? I mean, it is what it is.
Terrorism.
It's an incident. I mean, it's
right.
Terrorism. I mean,
mm-hmm.
It is what it is. bubble.
And we'll find out, as you said, we'll find out more. Now, getting to what we normally talk about here, deregulation is something that's been working very well for the president, because when Donald Trump in 2016 pledged to kill two Obama-era regulations for every new one, the crowds went wild. They loved it. But in fact, the Trump administration has blown that goal out of the water. They're now, according to the acting White House budget director, Russ Vought, they're now at 13-1, getting rid of 13 regulations for every one that goes into play, leading to a $33 billion total savings for the taxpayers to date.
Yeah, for how many years, Matt, have I been saying, and we've been talking about this, where I said, you know, Congress doesn't need a pen, they need an eraser.
Sure.
And they just start erasing stuff, the amount of rules, regulations, and whatnot that hold American businesses back. And a lot of them are just redundant nonsense. You know, you'd think we've been around long enough now that we've got enough rules and laws to figure out how to make the country work properly. But again, you know, they need to find justification for their existence. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's fantastic. The more red tape that we can cut through, the easier you make it for people to go out there and build and start businesses and go out there and generate economic activity, the better off we're going to be.
Yep, and we're talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website is watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there and check out all the great things that he has to offer. Well, very quietly and not too much fanfare, we find out that the United States has shipped several million tons of soybeans to China since June.
Yeah, I've heard a little bit on this, and you know, you and I also mentioned as well that they got some issues over there in regards to their pork, and that that might also pick up as well as far as business.
Correct.
Is
they have a disease that they've had to kill about 500,000 of their pigs over there.
Well, we also gotta wait and see what happens with the latest trade negotiations over there and where that heads. Again, Donald Trump is, whether you want to believe it, all the media is not going to report it. We're winning on this. I mean, companies, you know, everything that we were told by the mainstream media wasn't going to happen. All businesses are not going to leave. There's no way. It's a losing situation for us. No, they are. Companies are saying, you know what, you know, we're not going to deal with these tariffs. We can move our business outside of China. And this is the last thing in the world you want to see happen. Again, remind everybody, it wasn't too long ago. It was about two and a half, three weeks ago, where the Chinese GDP numbers came out. It was the weakest they've had since the 1990s. And without a doubt, it's been due to tariffs. They got to come to some sort of resolution here when it comes to intellectual property rights, which, in my opinion, is the most important thing. You have to have the ability to protect what you build and create.
Now, the president is saying that the dollar is far better than the euro or the yuan. I'm not really sure. I don't follow the currency that much, but what say you?
Who said what? The president said that the dollar is
better than the euro.
Well, it's a reserve currency, but Donald Trump also, if you've been paying attention, backed away with currency manipulation. He was getting aggravated at the fact that dollar has strengthened significantly, even against the euro, which is kind of be good for my vacation. But, you know, as far as an exporter is concerned, it does make American products more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way that many nations can manipulate and help themselves out when it comes to their exports by devaluing their currency. To me, that's one of the most important things to have is a stable currency and a stable, basically, value. When that doesn't happen, then it becomes problematic when it comes to trade.
Who is the big computer maker in the state of Texas? Do you know?
Which one? Dell?
Dell, right outside Austin. Guess who's coming to Texas? Apple is going to build a big old plant in Texas.
Oh, that's good to hear. I mean, listen, the more stuff you make here, the better.
All righty. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel.
Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, everybody. Go over to watchdogonwallstreet.com to find out more about him. Coming up, Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and the Underground USA podcast. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.